The golden years for public workers in Wisconsin are on track to be brighter than most government employees in other states. A report by the Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance shows the pensions for state and local government workers are bigger and contributions by employees smaller. Unions have fought hard for good retirement benefits, sometimes in lieu of higher pay. Bob Chabowski heads AFSCME Council 40, which has 30,000 members working in local and state government across Wisconsin.
We don't think that any workers, whether they work for government or a corporation, should have to apologize for attempting to gain some fundamental economic security for themselves and their families.
The Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance says state and local government employees are paying about 2.5% to their pensions. The average worker contribution in other states is 38%. Dale Knapp from the Taxpayer Alliance says the gap often gets increased attention when government is strapped for money and looks to see how the private sector's doing.
It becomes an issue when the government pensions are significantly better than most private sector pensions. And I think that becomes the issue.
In the 1970s, state and local government workers chipped in equally for pensions. Knapp says that's changed over the years because of bargaining agreements. The state and some local governments have given smaller pay raises in exchange for better retirement. This is generally less expensive for government since wages have to include taxes for Social Security and Medicare. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.